I'm Kelly Burley, and joining me for Campus Connection, as always, is Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, what a nice run for the OSU Cowgirls in a very difficult NCAA tournament field.
I should say, and it couldn't get more difficult than playing the number one team in the nation that was undefeated on their home court. I'm just so proud of our Cowgirls and the run they've had. They really played well, and we're going to miss the seniors. Tiffany Vise had a heck of a career here, and we wish her well as well.
And a March Madness of a different sort in Oklahoma City this past weekend.
You bet. The first robotics competition was at the Cox Center in Oklahoma City this weekend, as it has been for several years. It was one of the regional competitions. I don't know if people know a lot about this, but it's really a fabulous program. FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology, and it was designed to create basically a science competition. And it was done by a fellow named Dean Kamen, which a lot of people know as creating the Segway or inventing the Segway scooter, but he also has done a lot of other things and dialysis machines and the like. But anyway, he wanted to make science and technology a lot more fun and exciting and hands-on experiences. And so he created this first robotics competition where early in the year, the game for that year is announced. And we actually at OSU host all the high schools that and other contestants like from Career Tech come to Stillwater. They get the announcement of the game for that year, and it changes every year. And then we guarantee all of them that they'll have a rolling robot because they'll get their kits here. But other than a rolling robot, it's up to them to come up with how to design it and to power it. And so it all came together with this regional this weekend, and the kids are excited, and they got painted hair, and they're screaming and cheerleaders, and it's just really something. So if you haven't been a part of this, be sure next year to take part. And if you have something to do with a group of high school kids, be sure and get them involved in FIRST Robotics. It's going to train the STEM leaders of the future.
Burns, for those who don't know, Oklahoma State has an official car tag, and there are literally thousands of those on vehicles across the state, and I understand the tags are getting a fresh look.
They are indeed. In fact, new this year is America's brightest orange, which is now the background color of these tags with a new image of Pistol Pete. It's a bolder and more colorful design. The OSU Alumni Association works with the Oklahoma Tax Commission on the design of the tag, and the tag is great because it allows drivers to showcase their OSU spirit in support of student scholarships, because these funds are matched with the Alumni Association chapter's funds to go to deserving OSU students from our state. Alumni Association chapters have awarded more than $1.5 million in scholarships just over the last 10 years. So be sure to go to your local tag agency and order an OSU tag sporting the brightest orange.
And finally, Burns, check this out from the OSU Trumpet Ensemble.
Yes, our Trumpet Ensemble really knocked it out of the park by winning first place at the National Trumpet Competition in Pennsylvania. The five-member team of undergraduates competed against teams from much larger, more established programs, many featuring masters and doctoral students. So we're very proud of Ryan Gardner, who directs the program, and our students. Congratulations in first place in Pennsylvania National Trumpet Competition.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.